Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing how pets help during a breakup. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing how pets help during a breakup. So if you're going through a breakup, it can be a very difficult time. But did you know that having a pet can help you through this heartache? In today's podcast, I'll be discussing two reasons how pets can help during a breakup, and then in point number three, I'll be telling you why it might not actually be for everyone. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is company and love. So when we're considering the main point of today's podcast, how pets help during a breakup, point number one is company and love. If you're going for a breakup, you're unfortunately likely to be feeling alone. You're likely to be feeling lonely. You're likely to be feeling unloved. You're likely feeling confused about the future and how you'll proceed from this point. If you have a pet, one of the first things you will likely feel and notice is that they don't judge you. Your pet isn't going to hold you to account about anything regarding the breakup. Maybe you're feeling the breakup was your fault. Maybe some of that level of thought is true. Maybe it's not. Perhaps you made a few mistakes, but perhaps your ex made even more. Whatever the truth is, you're likely to be beating yourself up for things which are probably not actually fair on yourself. So you need to make sure you do forgive yourself when you're going through a breakup. Yes, take accountability, but don't beat yourself up forevermore. But if you have a pet, you will feel that unconditional love that only a pet can really make you feel. They don't judge you. And additional to this, they will calm you down. Stroking a pet, such as a cat or a dog, can lower your blood pressure in some instances. This is a situation which can naturally make you feel more at ease with what is going on day to day. Now, if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, you're probably thinking to yourself, what can I do to improve my chances of getting my ex back? And what I would say to you is the most important thing is to have a stable mindset. If you don't have a stable mindset, if you're living your life in a way which is unstable, unpredictable, and in a sense, dangerous to your well-being, then that's not going to help you try and get your ex back. That's not going to help you increase your chance of reattracting an ex. You need to be staying calm. You need to be living your life in a way which is as relaxed as possible. And therefore, having a pet can be something which really helps in this way. Now, if you already have a pet, this could be something that you're already reaping the benefits from. But perhaps right now, you're actually considering getting a pet for the first time. Now, it's important to really consider whether this is truly right for you or not. And once we get through today's podcast, I'm actually going to be speaking more about that element. So please keep listening through. But by and large, having company, having a feeling that you're not alone is going to be helpful to you. It's going to be helpful for you living your life in a calm, relaxed, stable mindset way. So not only can it be helpful to make new connections, mixing with friends and family, it can also be helpful to have a pet which you know doesn't judge you, which you know every morning and every night is going to look at you lovingly, which you know is not going to be thinking, well, why did you do this? Why did you do that? Why has that breakup occurred? They're not going to be thinking in that way. They love you for who you are, and that feeling can calm you down. So having the company and love of a pet can be something which gives you a unique feeling in comparison to friends, in comparison to family, in comparison to enjoying new hobbies, going to new classes, groups and clubs, all great things that I suggest you do, but having a pet can give you different feelings to all of those. And that's why it's really important to seriously consider the possibility of getting a pet if you haven't already. Now, if you do have a pet, one of the things that sometimes people will say is it reminds them of their ex. Maybe it would be, for instance, something that you and your ex would do together. You might walk the dog, for instance. Now, in this regard, you need to be creating new routines which don't act as a trigger every single time you need to walk your dog. You need to walk your dog, remember. You can't stop walking your dog, or whether you have a cat or whether you have any other type of pet. You can't stop what you need to do to help them through each day. You are their carer. You are the one that keeps them alive. So you need to be living your life in a way which respects your pet. So if you are thinking, well, my pet reminds me of my ex, I can't really be bothered to do this, this, and this, you need to change that mindset ASAP, because it's not fair on your pet. And also, if you create new routines, maybe for instance using the dog walking analogy, you go on a different path, you go on a different route, you don't walk the same way that you would normally walk your dog. You go on a completely different path to what you would normally do. That is an example of how you can create a new routine with a pet, which won't make you think of your ex every single day. But please remember not to inadvertently punish your pet just because you don't want to think about your ex. If you want to try to get your ex back, stability of mind is really, really important. And caring for a pet can really help you stay on track with your mindset. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is routine. So today we're talking about how pets help during a breakup. And point number two is so important because your routine that you likely had in your life when you were with your ex, sadly, that routine has now likely been disintegrated. However you want to look at it, whatever you did with your ex right now, you're no longer doing, or you're at least doing differently. Now, you might get your ex back in the future, and this routine might come back into play, but right now it's not. Your routine that you have in your life right now is different to the routine that you had when you was with your partner. And therefore, having a pet can be really helpful for routine. Sometimes you need to have that feeling of why you want to get up in the morning. Now, it's so important to try and get that get up and go attitude ASAP after a breakup. It can be really tough. It can be really challenging. It's much easier for me to say than for you to necessarily actually feel, but it's still really important that you do that. Having a pet can help, because linking in with point number one, you're not going to be inadvertently punishing your pet because you've gone through a breakup. Hopefully you would feel the love and the attention that your pet needs as a reason to get up in the morning and do what needs to be done. Using the dog analogy once more, going on a walk twice a day, for instance, is something which you would have to do. Your pet needs this to survive. So going on this routine will help you walk every day, twice a day probably. That is going to help you. Exercise is really helpful for your mindset. It's really helpful for the positive endorphins flooding your mind when you exercise. Walking every day is great for your health and fitness, the byproduct of which is increased physical attraction. So doing things such as this are very, very helpful, but it's not just about dogs. Whether you have a cat, whether you have any other type of pet, they will have a routine that you need to abide by to keep them alive. You are their owner. You are the person who is responsible for them. You can't let them down. And even if you don't feel like you want to get up in the morning, even if you don't feel that you want to do A, B, or C, hopefully you will find that love for your pet to get back into the routine of caring for your pet. And if you do so, this is going to help you through the breakup. Because when we go through a breakup, when our routine unfortunately smashes after a breakup has taken place, we need to get back into a new routine as soon as we can. Like I said, it's not easy. I'm not pretending that this is an easy thing to do, but you need to do it. Whether you want to get your ex back, whether you want to find somebody even better, it's really important you have a life routine. If you don't have a routine, if your life is here, there, and everywhere, you're not likely to be in the best physical or mental shape for you to push forward. And whether you're trying to get an ex back, whether you want to get somebody better, attracting someone is the key. And you've got to be an attractive individual. And you won't be an attractive individual if you don't have the mindset, if you don't have the physical attraction that they feel towards you. And this can all be gained from living your life in a way where you get exercise, where you have a routine, where you don't throw everything away just because you've been dumped, theoretically. Maybe you're the dumper. Maybe you're the dumper, but you feel awful about what's happened. But still, it doesn't matter your position. What matters is right now, you live your life in the right way. And if you have a pet, you must feel that responsibility to care for them. You must feel that responsibility to keep them alive. This is what you need to do. You need to find that energy to do it. And this can kickstart your life again. Because so many people don't want to get out of bed. So many people don't want to, do A, B, and C. But if you don't, you won't get your ex back. If you don't, you won't find anybody better. And that's why a pet can really help you have a routine that ordinarily, probably, nothing else could really have the same pull. You won't have the same feeling of responsibility to attend a new class group or club you've joined than you will have to walk your dog. That is something you can't not do. Whereas not attending something that you've just joined is something you could decide, I can't be bothered, I'm not going to do it. You can't do that with a pet. And that's why it's so important to have a routine, and your pet can help you through this. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may be interested in my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website, www.datetome.tips, for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number 3 and the final point of today's podcast about how pets help during a breakup. And point number 3 is the reason why this might not actually be for you. So this is probably the most important point of today's podcast, because for all of the good a pet can do to help you through a breakup, it's really important that it is right for you, because as I've just said, it's sadly not right for everyone. You're currently going through heartbreak, but you won't be forever. Even if you feel you will be, even if you feel you're going to be in a state of mind forevermore, you won't be. This is not a permanent position that you will find yourself in. Now, whether you get your ex back or whether you find somebody even better, you won't be living a life alone forevermore. Again, you might be thinking to yourself, yes, I will. If I don't get my ex back, I will live alone forever, and I'm not confident I can even get them back. This is not the case. This is not true. For a start, you can get your ex back. In most instances, a dumpee will stand an opportunity to reconnect with an ex. Not everybody will get their ex back, but most dumpees will have that opportunity at some stage. Now, if you're the dumper, or if you're a dumpee and you don't actually want your ex back, you want to find somebody even better, then even though right now you're alone, you won't be forevermore. At some stage, you will feel like getting back out into the world and meeting new people. And this is why point number 3 is so, so important. Because it's very important to consider if a pet will be too restrictive for you in the long run. A pet is for life. It's a big responsibility. As we've been speaking about in today's podcast, this isn't something you can just decide, I can't be bothered to do this. I can't be bothered to feed my pet. I can't be bothered to buy the appropriate food for my pet. I can't be bothered to take it to the vet when it needs to. I can't be bothered to walk my pet. All of these things, you can't have that moment. This can't be something that you suddenly think, right, I did at the time want to walk my pet. I did at the time want to dedicate my life to my pet. But now I don't want to. Now I've got my ex back. Now I've met somebody even better. I don't want this anymore. I want to go out in the town. I want to go on holiday. I want to go on vacation. If you're thinking of these things, can you really, truly, responsibly have a pet? Because if you want to go on holiday, if you want to go on vacation, somebody is going to have to look after that pet. Can you afford to give it the appropriate care? Do you have to put it in a cattery or a kennels? Do you have a friend or family member that can be trusted to take care of your pet? This is a big responsibility, and it's not just about holidays or vacations. It's just about life as a whole. Do you really truly believe that you're going to want your pet when you're not feeling as lonely? A pet is great when you're not feeling the love of other people. It can give you the love. It can make you feel like you have a purpose. But once you find that purpose again, once you feel that love from another human being, will you really want this pet? Because if you're not really sure on that answer, you shouldn't be getting one. Now, of course, this is somewhat different if you already have a pet, because, again, a pet is for life. But if you're on the fence about getting one, if you're listening to today's podcast and thinking, yeah, getting a pet could be really helpful right now, is it going to help you forevermore? Because you won't be feeling like this forever. You won't be feeling as lonely, as sad. You won't be in this position forever. So please make sure you treat your pet with the respect that it deserves, and only get a pet if you can look after it through thick and thin. Now, another important element to this is, are you going to choose a pet which is potentially going to put off a romantic partner? Maybe this is your ex, maybe it's somebody new, but if you have a certain type of pet And you don't need me to be telling you this. I'm sure you can use your imagination. If you have a certain type of pet, which for the general public is going to be off-putting, is this really going to help you get your ex back or find a new girlfriend or boyfriend? Yes, you might like that type of pet. But is it the type of pet that most other people like? Or are they going to be feeling nervous around it, scared around it, put off by it? Maybe they don't want to go anywhere near it. Maybe they like you, but they don't feel they can live with you if you have this pet. Again, you have to think of the future. Now, I'm not saying having a pet should be dictated by what other people think. But if you want your ex back, if you want to find somebody even better, it needs to cross your mind. Are you bringing something into your home which is going to put that potential person off? Because if it is, I think you need to think very, very clearly. You need to think twice about whether getting a pet is actually the right thing for you. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.